Mr. Scriven, Rail 1. Right, Mr. Scriven. So could you say when and where you were born?
Pardon?
When and where you were born?
Where I was born? Yes. The exact address, you mean? Well, it was Islington, in London. And there...
And what year was that?
A place called Downham Road. That was off of Essex Road. Still down there, I think.
And what year was that?
Pardon?
What year was that?
Where was it?
What year?
What year? 1913.
Do you have any memories of the First World War as a child? Do you have any memories of the First World War?
Yes. Oh, we got bombed out in the First World War.
Could you describe that?
Yes, well, I was sitting on my mother's lap by the fire. And boom. They used to throw out the Zeppelins then. One man is in the road. And yeah. That was the first bomb.
Were you scared?
Well, no, I was too young really to bother. I knew about it and I knew the great big bang, but...
What did your parents... Were they scared of the bombing?
Pardon?
Were they scared, your parents?
No.
What was your parents' attitude? What can you remember about their responses?
No. I know. It's just, it was me and my mother alone. I had no other brothers or sisters then. And as I say, this bomb. And made me panic a bit. It would do.
Was it during the night or during the day?
Yeah, this was during the night. Yeah.
What did your parents do for a living? What did your father do?
Who?
Your father, what did he do for a living?
He was in the Royal... It wasn't the Royal Air Force then, it was the Royal Flying Corps. He was in that.
What did he do within it?
He was at a place called... I did know it. I forget it now, man.
Can you remember what his job was in the Air Force, in the Flying Corps? Can you remember what his job was, his trade?
I know he didn't do anything daring in the war.
So he wasn't a pilot? He wasn't a pilot, he wasn't a flyer. Now, can you remember the day that war ended, the First World War?
You've got me now, wait a minute. I don't think I can. I can remember going with my mother to Liverpool Street Station to meet in the troop train my father was coming on. Remember that? He was in his uniform, I felt so proud of him, you know. But, God, he'd have been about 100 odd now.
So what did your dad do after the war?
He went in the post office. Yeah. He was a soldier, I think, in the post office.
And where did you go to school? Right, Mr. Scrim, we're talking about your education, so where did you go to school?
No, it's just all this council school. No scholarships, nothing like that. First school at 14. And, where do I finish up?
So what was your first job?
My first job, my mum got me, she got me that. It was in a gramophone shop, not a shop, a factory. used to manufacture them and whatnot. And I was the odd job boy, I suppose. And I did that for a while or so. And then I got a job at Walter Lowe's, the printers.
And what did that involve?
Pardon?
What did that involve, that your second job? What did you do with your second job?
The second job?
At the printers?
Walter Lowe's, that was down in Moorgate.
And what did you do there?
Just odd job boy.
Can you remember what your first wage was?
Wages? Yeah. 9 shillings an hour a week. Yeah. Did I say 9 shillings an hour? That's what I said.
9 shillings a week.
Yes.
Now, did you have any brothers and sisters by this point?
Pardon?
Did you have any brothers and sisters?
I did have. I've got a brother left. My sister died a few years ago.
So there was three in the family?
Yeah. He was a printer. My brother. My sister, she more or less all the machinist or whatever. Yeah.
Now, what kind of house did your parents, what kind of place were you living in at this time?
In Islington. It's hard to describe. Wasn't a rough place. Quite nice houses and things like that. But you got three or four families living in one house there, you know. And that was it. Had all sorts of jobs.
Now, you joined the Territorial Army before the war.
Am I going to?
You joined the Territorial Army before the war. Could you talk about that? The Territorial Army.
Territorial Army, yeah.
Could you talk about that?
Yes, sure. I did about 7 years in that, I think.
So what year did you join?
Oh. I must have been about 19 or 20.
And what unit?
Pardon?
What unit?
The Royal Fusiliers, 4th City of London.
And what did they specialise in?
I think they're finished now. I think they were bombed out during the war. Royal Fusiliers. But I left them before the war, actually. And my pal that joined up with me, he finished the war up as a company sergeant major. He's a rotten sergeant major, but
and
that's
who
when he finished that.
Who was that?
In Islington.
No, who was it? What was his name?
Tommy Adams.
Now, in the Royal Fusiliers.
Yeah.
What did you learn about soldiering in the Royal Fusiliers?
Yes, in London.
What did you do with them?
Yes, there was the Shiny 7, that was down in Moorgate. That was in Royal Fusiliers. Then there was the third London. I think they came from Balham somewhere. And we used to, because I was in the drums then, and there used to be quite keen competition between battalions, you know. I remember that.
So you're in the band?
With oh, them. Yeah. Yes, we played a couple of times at the... They've stopped it now, recently. It used to be the...
The Royal Tournament?
The what?
The Royal Tournament?
I didn't think I'd ever forget things like that.
Why did you join the Territorial Army?
Why did we join?
Why did you join?
We fancied being in the army. Yeah. I went down to Whitehall to join up. And I came back and told my mother she burst out crying. Didn't want me to go, so I never went. Otherwise I'd have been in the army for years. I did actually love the army. Strange perhaps, I don't know, but I did.
Why did you like it?
Oh.
Why?
I don't know, the comradeship, chaps you knew, places you went. That's one thing I blessed the war for. Places I saw. Oh, so many places. From Scotland down to places I've never heard of. Bonnyrigg and Dunfermline, places like that. Then back down to, We finished up in Rye, in Sussex.
Oh, that's later. We'll talk about that later.
Now,
you're in the Royal Fusiliers, you're a territorial.
Yeah.
What did you learn with the Royal Fusiliers?
Tom?
What did you learn? What did you learn?
What
did they teach you as a soldier?
Well, I learned basic drill, of course, which was entirely different to D&I drill. I had to relearn my drill all again. Because we used to halt, stand at ease straight away, things like that, in the D&I. But you didn't do that in ordinary regiments, you stayed at attention. Little things. Yes, I enjoyed learning the signalling. Now that's been stopped now, I think. That's out of date now.
Now, did you do any signalling with the Royal Fusiliers?
No.
Mm-hmm. Right, so
no, I didn't do any. I was just in the band then.
Now, what about your introduction to the rifle and so on with the Royal Fusiliers? The rifle and, you know, weapons. What do you remember about that as a territorial?
Now you got me. Yeah, what did I do?
In terms of weapons training as a territorial. Can you remember the first time they gave you a rifle?
Rifle? Oh. Yes, I had all that off pat from the Royal Fusiliers through the D&I.
Was it easy to learn? Was it easy to learn as a territorial?
Yeah. Well, it was to me.
What about your fellow territorials?
I took to it. We used to go on a firing crack course every so often. I thought we got £5 for that bonus. We used to go down where the guards had been. The guards. The rifle training. I enjoyed it.
What was the discipline like in the territorials? The discipline from your NCOs and your officers.
Officers?
What was the NCOs? Discipline? What do you remember about them then?
Yeah, they were okay. Yes, because it was a joke. When we went to camp, the officers had horses. But they were horses, milk cart horses, because they were riding those about. And there was a time too during the war when we got about 100 more horses from the Cossacks, Russian Cossacks. And those, they were half starved, of poor things. And we, to our disgust, we had to send the Russians back to Russia, and they were shot for deserters. that what had happened, they were taken prisoner by Germans, and they'd been kidded to join, to take, go into the German army, fight for them. And after it was over, then they shot them. It's disgusting. And the poor horses were shot too. Well, we all had, most of us had horses. And we used to canter across the bee company or something to see your mate. And none of us could really ride, but.
And this is after the war with the DLI. This is the DLI, yeah. Now, going back to the Royal Fusiliers.
Yeah.
Did you regard yourselves as smartly turned out?
Oh, yeah. I'm very proud of you, Nicole.
Well, in relation to other territorial units?
Well...
Was there a rivalry between your unit and other territorial units?
Yeah. I was always... Good, please with me turn out. You used to get commanding officers stick orderly, you probably know about that. Look, almost any time I went home, I got that.
So you got the stick?
Dandy, yeah. I enjoyed it.
What about the relationship between the territorials and the regulars?
The difference?
Yeah, I mean, did you meet many regulars?
Well, I wanted to be in a regular band, because my mum wouldn't let me. But I enjoyed it. It was a bit more discipline, of course.
What kind of music did you play?
Can
you remember any of the marches that you used to play in the band?
Any of the
marches? The marching songs.
Marching?
Yeah.
Oh, that was entirely different to the DLI too. We used to dash about all over the place, you know. Because the other lot, fusiliers, there were about 120 of the places, you know. And, but it's quite smart. Then we went to Wembley Stadium, did a big parade there, mass bands and God knows what. That was good. Enjoyed that. I tell you, I used to love it. I know a lot of people didn't like the army, but I loved it.
Now, you were a territorial from the age of 19. What job were you doing at this time? What daytime job? What was your employment as a 19-year-old? Were you still at the factory, at the record factory?
Yeah, say again?
What was your job at this point?
Oh, what? In the army?
No, your job, apart from, you were territorial, obviously, part-time. Yeah. What were you doing, what was your day job at this time?
What, for me, work?
Yeah.
Well, I worked at Waterlows, a big printing firm.
So you were still there?
Mm-hmm. No, I think they were probably out too during the war. After the war, then I came back onto London Transport. Then I went on to the underground. Used to go down the tunnels on signal maintenance. Walk those tunnels every night. Didn't mind that. That's where I finished up, nearly 40 years on that.
Now, can you remember anything about the Munich crisis and Mr. Chamberlain?
About what?
Munich and Mr. Chamberlain and the peace. Can you remember anything about that? The peace agreement with Hitler, 1938. Were you still in the territorials then?
Do I remember anything about what?
Mr. Chamberlain going to Munich.
Oh, no, I don't know.
What about the day war was declared? Right, Mr. Scrivener, so the day that war was declared.
That's right. Yes, I remember Chamberlain speaking and whatnot.
What were you doing?
We were all out in the street then, listening to the radio, or wireless as we called it. But we didn't dream it was going to last as long as it did.
What was your morale like? Your morale.
But I certainly remember the first time I was called up in the DLI. We had to go to Scotland, Edinburgh, and it was belting down of rain like it's been recently. And we ran to canvas, oh God, we all got our best suits on, no uniform. And yeah, that was, I remember that. Then we were in a tent with a couple of, because you know it was a mixture, a couple of chaps who were solicitors. Because we were, oh, but you always we were, you know. And me and old Bill Rivers, we used to hunt round on the floor for their dog ends when they'd gone out. Split them up and roll up new fag for them. We thrived on that. Terrible.
Now, you were called up to the DLI.
Yeah.
What did you think about that?
What did I think about it? What the difference? And
well, having to go up to Scotland and having to join a North Country regiment. I mean, you were a Londoner. What did you think? Why had that happened, do you think?
Well, I can remember when I got the letter in the morning, the wife was still in bed. And I said, good God, do you know what this is? She said, what? We call it call-up papers. Oh, she says, who are you going with? I said, the DLI. She says, I read about them. Fighting rearguard action they were. And, yeah, I said, well, that's where I'm rounding up. She said, where? I said, Edinburgh. She said, blimey. Anyway, went up to Edinburgh, and this great big field and nothing else. It's terrible. Belted down the rain, rotten grub, didn't have proper cooks, oh God.
Were there many other Londoners?
Many of us.
Many other Londoners?
No, not that many. That, I think that's why we were rather quaint to them. And to finish up, I was more or less a Geordie, the same as them. I was speaking Geordie, I had to be understood.
So most of the men were from the northeast.
Yeah, but they're great. A lot of blokes have a lot of time with them.
Could you understand them?
Not at first, no. And all why I and all this, I could still do it now. I could still be with the Geordies now. I'd never forget that.
Now
I enjoyed it.
What do you remember? I mean, you turned up in this field in Scotland.
Do I remember?
You turned up in this field in Scotland. What else do you remember about this early period in the army? Do you remember your NCOs at this time?
NCOs?
Yeah, that you had these very early days.
Well, I could have been an NCO myself in no time because of being in the Terriers.
So why didn't you?
I used to pick. Some major broadhead, he was always pestering me, being take a stripe. I didn't want to know.
Why?
And there's this great chap, he got killed doing the most basic, silly things he did. The first time we ever came under fire, we could see the Germans pouring out of the trenches, firing, and some major. We're laying down firing, and he was standing up upright, rifle to his shoulder, bang, bang. And he must have thought he was Clint Eastwood or something, and he got killed. Hell of a nice chap. He used to, in Pittencrieff Park in Dunfermline, because I had a wife and a little boy up there with me then, because she got bombed out. So I got her up there with me, got her a room there. And she used to take him for a walk through the Pittencrieff Park every morning. And so he'd give him a penny every morning when he saw him. And then, a fine man he was. And he got killed. No need to have done. So I was in Matin, there's another one. He got killed. But he more or less asked for it. It was daring do, you know. Yeah.
Now, so in Scotland, can you remember how the battalion was organised, obviously, at this stage? What company you were in?
What was that?
Can you remember what company you were in Scotland?
Me? I was only ever in D Company. That's the only one I was in. And they bung me over to the signals.
Mm, well, we'll get to that. So, you mentioned the tent and the two solicitors. Can you remember any of the other men that were in your tent at this early stage?
Any of the what?
Any of your other fellow recruits in the tent?
Yeah, I think one of the chaps came with me from D Company to the signals, and didn't know any other. Quite a few Londoners in the signals, and we used to say that's because we got the brains, I suppose, you know. Because it was a joke. Reynolds, he came from Watford somewhere. Lewindon, they were from Watford, that way.
Did you tend to make friends with your fellow Southerners easier than the North Easterners, or did you all get on? Did you make friends with the other Southerners that were up in Scotland?
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Now, other veterans have talked about your NCOs being Bedfordshire and Hertfordshire men from the Beds and Hearts Regiment.
Yeah.
Do you remember anything about that? Beds and Hearts NCOs in Scotland.
The NCOs?
Being Beds and Hearts men, being Southerners.
Yeah, a lot of them.
So how did they cope? How did you cope with the DLI drill, the light infantry pace and so on?
Mm-hmm.
How did you cope with that?
Yes, awful lot of them from Sergeant Bearham, the CSM I just mentioned that got killed, Matin, he was a Londoner, all loads of them.
And how did they cope with the light infantry pace? Because they weren't DLI men either, weren't they not, to start with? So how did...
And I know most of the chaps that came in with me were killed soon. Almost the first battle they got killed. It was one of those things.